This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the October-November issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have Francesca Goldsmith's feature, In Our Time. Her article is entitled, Whither the Weather, We're Listening. We'll follow that with reviews in contemporary culture, including a review of The Death of Truth, Notes on Falsehood in the Age of Trump. It's written by New York Times journalist Michiko Kakutani, read by Tavia Gilbert. Also, we have The Order of Time by Carlo Rovelli, read by Benedict Cumberbatch. Let's get right to it. In Our Time, Whither the Weather, We're Listening. Multiple March snowstorms on the East Coast, a winter drought in the Midwest, and an early, eerily rampant fire season in the West were all prelude to the seemingly endless heat wave gripping us throughout the summer. What's a body to do that's any more cooling than tucking into some extreme weather audiobooks and a supply of rotating beverage choices? Elliot Kleinberg's Black Cloud, The Deadly Hurricane of 1928, narrated effectively and affectingly by Lee Ann Howlett, restores dignity to the thousands who suffered through the Caribbean storm. Among a welcome crop of 21st century histories that give voice to the poor and downtrodden of society, as well as the traditional accounts of those with more political capital, the combined compassion of author and performer give contemporary listeners pause to reflect on how even massive natural events lead to widely ranging experiences. Pair this with Zora Neale Hurston's classic, Their Eyes Were Watching God, narrated by actress Ruby Dee, as the novel has its roots in the same storm. Drought is a growing concern around the globe. Sonora Babb's memoir of the dust and wind accompanying the dry conditions of her childhood home in the plains, An Owl on Every Post, shows how generations within her community coped. Alyssa Bresnahan captures both the hardships and the wonder in her Earphones award-winning performance. Babb went on to write the classic, Whose Names Are Unknown, again narrated by Bresnahan and winning another Earphones Award, which further captures dust storms and their link to farming disasters. John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath borrowed heavily from Babb's lived accounts. Gardeners have the opportunity to develop their own science-based understanding of weather and forecasting. They can take the lead offered through listening to The Weather Detective, Discovering Nature's Secret Signs by German forest ranger Peter Vollebin, performed by Nicholas Guy Smith, who is British. Even without a garden of one's own, and an audiobook fan can still find a park bench on which to listen and consider the public plantings at hand and what they indicate about coming weather events. Looking even farther ahead than figuring out incoming weather, the omnibus, The Water Will Come, Rising Seas, Sinking Cities, and the Remaking of the Civilized World by Jeff Goodell. Ian Ferguson narrates this examination of the impending disasters created by ice cap melting and increasingly volatile storms, without adding any unwarranted lightness to the tones of Goodell's message. That dire outlook can be counterbalanced with Varun Sivaram's Who Turns the Extreme Weather Curious toward the possibilities that solar energy could hold in the coming decades. Taming the Sun, Innovations to Harness Solar Energy and Power the Planet, read in tones necessarily and capably alternating between hopeful and cautionary, Barry Abrams is a deep dive into the science, policy, and financial aspects of using our increasing experiences with sunlight for powering our homes, cities, and technologies. Our extreme weather calls for some serious listening. However, hearing from these talented narrators and authors allows us to gain a better understanding so we can take action without feeling alone in confronting the reality. And that was In Our Time, Whither the Weather, We're Listening by Francesca Goldsmith. Okay, now we will turn our attention to reviews in the area of contemporary culture. And our first review today is How to Change Your Mind by Michael Pollan, read by the author. With an intriguing blend of investigative reporting and personal exploration, Michael Pollan takes a deep dive into the science of psychedelics in an effort to examine their potential to enhance our inner lives and offer relief from emotional or physical disturbances. Pollan's narration matches his journalistic approach. He's calm and measured, though not immune to delight of discovery and the peculiarity of his interview subjects. Listeners will find themselves charmed by Pollan's innate curiosity and post-trip reflections. Listeners skeptical of Pollan's argument from the outset that psychedelics should be studied as a resource to explore the boundaries of consciousness for reasons both scientific and spiritual may want to relent. Pollan's earnest approach invites an open mind and serious consideration. Andrea Smith wrote that review of How to Change Your Mind. It's written and read by Michael Pollan, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 13.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Heritage, Black Athletes, A Divided America, and the Politics of Patriotism. It's by Howard Bryant, read by Ron Butler. Bryant crafts a powerful commentary on Black athletes' efforts to leverage their influence into a more meaningful conversation about racial inequality in the face of an increasing politicized sports environment. As narrator, Ron Butler pulls off a superb performance. First, he delivers the straightforward content at a clear and steady clip, made all the more inviting by his deep voice. He also mindfully deploys inflection for phrases and even words to get at the heart of Bryant's commentary, or that of someone else who is speaking. The result is an outstanding discussion that will enlighten listeners on the challenges of Black athletes, historically and in the present, when they are called to fight injustice in a racially polarized environment. Lance Eaton wrote that review of The Heritage, Black Athletes, A Divided America, and the Politics of Patriotism. It's by Beacon Press for 11.25 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in contemporary culture is Dopesick. That's one word, Dopesick. Dealers, Doctors, and the Drug Company That Addicted America. It's written and read by Beth Macy. In this razor-sharp indictment of the government, doctors, and Big Pharma, Beth Macy, author and narrator of this audiobook, exposes their attempts to control what is now an epidemic of opioid addiction among people of all walks of life. Doctors who do not understand the depth of the problem are overprescribing pain medication for small injuries and creating drug addicts in the process. Macy describes the many failed attempts to correct this in a tone that reflects her advocacy and caring as she reveals her findings. She strains to put a reporter's neutrality into her delivery, but her words reflect a reality that cancels her effort. Macy's plea for changes needs to be heard. Elaine E. Sumner wrote that review of Dope Sick, Dealers, Doctors, and the Drug Company That Addicted America. It's written and read by Beth Macy, and it's available from Hachette Audio for 10.25 hours of unabridged listening. And this is just a reminder that you are listening to the October-November issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Back to contemporary culture and its reviews, we have Upon Further Review, The Greatest What-Ifs in Sports History by Mike Pesca. It's read by Mike Pesca and a full cast. Author Mike Pesca assembles a cadre of what-if questions from the sports world. Malcolm Gladwell starts things off with a cerebral foreword, which precedes more than 30 stories written in various styles. Some are potentially history-altering, such as Mary Pylon's What If Title IX Never Was? Some are thought-provoking and creative, such as Jonathan Hawke's What If Jerry Tarkanian Had Beaten the NCAA and Liberated College Basketball? And some are laugh-out-loud funny, such as Jesse Eisenberg's What If I Hadn't Written That Fan Letter to Dan Majerle in April 1993? The stories delivered by multiple narrators are told with the right tonal inflections. All the narrators hit their marks, with Pesca being the most animated. Not one narrator misses a beat in this entertaining and educational compilation. Mark Bona wrote that review of Upon Further Review, The Greatest What-Ifs in Sports History by Mike Pesca and a full cast. It's available from Hachette Audio for 9.75 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in contemporary culture is The Billionaire Raj, A Journey Through India's New Gilded Age. It's written by James Crabtree, and it's read by Sridhar Solanki. The riches of India's prominent families are magnified because they exist alongside the abject poverty of the masses. Narrator Sridhar Solanki's tenor voice casts a questioning tone on their lifestyles and a system that allows so much wealth inequality. He presents to us the author's anecdotes and analysis of India's billionaires in a storytelling style that makes us shake our heads at their excesses, all the while learning about families that are often not in the international headlines. Solanki captures Crabtree's incredulity at six-story garages and police cover-ups for the wealthy. Listeners are taken by their ears into a world of glittering privilege available only to the truly elite. Mohana Rajakumar wrote that review of The Billionaire Raj, A Journey Through India's New Gilded Age. It's written by James Crabtree, and it's read by Sridhar Solanki, available from Random House Audio for 14.75 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Our Towns, A 100,000-Mile Journey into the Heart of America. It's written by James and Deborah Fallows, and it's read by the authors. Scattered across the nation, from Maine to Oregon, Arizona to Georgia, there are small towns doing amazing things. Our Towns, written and read by James and Deborah Fallows, offers an engrossing, entertaining, and at times surprising look at some of these places. Over the course of 5 years, from 2012 to 2017, The Fallowses flew their single-engine plane to the four corners of the country. They are excellent chroniclers of interesting places and the people who make small towns tick. While not professional narrators, the Fallowses' reading of their audiobook does give it a kind of small-town feel. Our Towns is an engaging listen about parts of the U.S. that are often overlooked. Jonathan P. Smith wrote that review of Our Towns, a 100,000-mile journey into the heart of America. It's written and read by James and Deborah Fallows, and it's available from Random House Audio for 15.75 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is The Death of Truth, Notes on Falsehood in the Age of Trump. It's written by Michiku Kakutani, and it's read by Tavia Gilbert. Versatile narrator Tavia Gilbert performs this significant audiobook with a sure sense of its importance. Her focused reading suits the intent of this thought-provoking treatise on how and why truth and reason are vanishing from our national politics and discourse. The literary allusions and philosophical insights packed into the work would create a challenge for any narrator. Gilbert meets that challenge admirably. A Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist for the New York Times, Michiko Kakutani casts her net on contemporary America's thoughts, habits, and attitudes. While her scorn for the style and substance of President Trump is palpable, she blames postmodernist deconstructionism and its appropriation by the alt-right for our current lack of truth-based argument. Alan Minskoff wrote that review of The Death of Truth, Notes on Falsehood in the Age of Trump. It's written by Michiko Kakutani, read by Tavia Gilbert, available from Random House Audio for 3.75 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have I See Life Through Rose-Colored Glasses. It's written by Lisa Scottolini and Francesca Saratella, and it's read by the authors. Are you and your mother as funny as Lisa Scottolini and Francesca Saratella? If not, these authors will keep you laughing as they share their meditations on life with vigor, energy, and pluck. The ladies are hilarious, and they hold forth on lost scarves, old dogs, and missed connections. Saratella's chapters are told in a sassy voice that keeps you listening as she details the difficulties of talking on the phone with a mother whose signal is always low, or trying to get her friend to follow through on a favor. In an older, deeper voice, Scottolini describes her family in a manner that sounds like she's giving you advice over wine in her kitchen. Mohana Raja Kumar wrote that review of I See Life Through Rose-Colored Glasses. It's by Lisa Scottolini and Francesca Saratella, read by the audience, read by the authors. It's available from Macmillan Audio for 6 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The View from Flyover Country, Dispatches from the Forgotten America. It's written and read by Sarah Kanzior. Sarah Kanzior narrates her essays from the past several years, political critiques of American labor, power, and injustice, in this powerful audiobook. While the title invokes the American Midwest and portions of the audiobook are written directly from that perspective, the overall theme of social injustice is not exclusive to that region. Actions often thought to be pillars of the American dream, obtaining higher education, having commitment to hard work, are deconstructed in what Kanzior calls post-employment society. Kanzior pushes back against tolerating injustices such as free labor through internships, as well as low wages. Not a screed, this is a thoughtfully researched commentary, and Kenzior's narration matches the spirit. Stephen P. Cummings wrote that review of The View from Flyover Country, Dispatches from the Forgotten America. It's written and read by Sarah Kenzior, read by the author. Macmillan Audio has it for 6 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have What Truth Sounds Like by Michael Eric Dyson, read by the author. In 1963, U.S. Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy met with influential African Americans, including James Baldwin, Lorraine Hansberry, Harry Belafonte, and others from various walks of life to discuss civil rights issues. Here, Michael Eric Dyson weaves together the original icons along with contemporary figures such as Ta-Nehisi Coates, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and Jay-Z to explain both the significance and the missed opportunities of this well-known meeting. Dyson narrates in a deep, almost booming voice, which might be overwhelming were it not for his keen sensitivity to the ebb and flow of his prose. Whether he is quoting from interviews conducted for this book or extolling the legacies of people at the meeting, Dyson's passion for the rich African-American cultural tapestry reverberates in this audiobook. Lance Eaton wrote that review of What Truth Sounds Like, written and read by Michael Eric Dyson. It's available from Macmillan Audio for 6.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Feather Thief, Beauty, Obsession, and the Natural History Heist of the Century. It's by Kirk Wallace Johnson, read by McLeod Andrews. The author became obsessed with the true story of a young American flautist with a penchant for tying salmon flies who stole hundreds of rare dead birds from the Natural History Museum in London to sell feathers to other collectors and fly tiers. McLeod Andrews' narration is so engaging and enthusiastic that he gives this engrossing story extra zip. In particular, he perfectly expresses the author's constant sense of absurdity and surprise at what humans do. The litany of ridiculousness ranges from the killing of birds for fashionable hats to the burglars creating a document titled Plan for Museum Invasion on his computer, and to the author and his wife's stuffing rolled towels into a suitcase to see if 299 birds jammed into one suitcase is even possible. Anna Broom wrote that review of The Feather Thief, Beauty, Obsession, and the Natural History Heist of the Century. It's written by Kirk Wallace Johnson, and it's read by McLeod Andrews. It's available from Penguin Audio for 8 hours unabridged. Next, we have The Rise and Fall of the Dinosaurs, A New History of a Lost World. It's written by Steve Broussat, and it's read by Patrick Lawler. A new dinosaur turns up every week, Steve Broussat of the University of Edinburgh says. Thus, human knowledge of the giant beast who still exists in smaller avian form needs filling in. Patrick Lawler narration injects Broussat's enthusiasm into the informative writing. Broussat's timeline updates the dinosaur egg saga, emphasizing their storylines while mixing in stories of fossil hunters and their discoveries. The material is both easy to grasp and interesting, as the author brings listeners into the search for common features and bloodlines among dinosaurs. There are still gaps. Fossils have yet to reveal the secret of how T-Rex grew into a giant, for example. Listeners who love dinosaurs will thrill to the latest developments in their history. James A. Stewart wrote that review of The Rise and Fall of the Dinosaurs, A New History of a Lost World by Steve Brissot. It's read by Patrick Lawler, and it's available from Harper Audio for 10.25 hours unabridged. Finally, today we have The Order of Time by Carlo Rovelli, read by Benedict Cumberbatch. Keep your finger near the rewind button as you listen to this stunning exploration of the physics and philosophies of time. Rovelli is a patient teacher, but the subject matter is very difficult to grasp. Fortunately, we have narrator Benedict Cumberbatch's talents to carry us along. His velvety bass voice is a delight to listen to, comforting and companionable, with perfect cadences to signal when the difficult concepts he's speaking about need extra attention, or a 30-second skip back to hear again. The result is a performance that feels like a conversation with Professor Rovelli himself, steadily guiding you as he dismantles all notions of time and helps you rebuild your understanding of it. Donald Yarman wrote that review of The Order of Time by Carlo Rovelli, read by Benedict Cumberbatch. It's available from Penguin Audio for 4.5 hours of unabridged listening. Well, that's our show for today, and it's also the end of our October-November issue. But I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we have our brand new December-January issue of Audiophile Magazine. As usual, filled with reviews of all your audiobook genres, interviews with narrators and authors, and all things important and interesting about audiobooks. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.